Alright, go ahead. R.I.P. to Macbeth and King Duncan. They both died. Fighting over the crown gets you nowhere. Huh? I killed for my crown, dog. I killed for my crown. I killed for my crown, dog. I killed for my crown. Stay slaying. People trying to get at me. Dog, I killed for my crown. Stay slaying. People trying to get at me. Dog, I killed for my crown.
I'll kill for my crown. Dipping and slipping like Vic on fourth down. He's down for whatever, his time is now. Nikhil, King Duncan, it's about to go down. Like Keisha Cole, Mac was heaven sent. No, I had all spent her desire without consent. They overcame obstacles, climbing just like a fence. They were invincible, Superman, Clark Kent. He thought he was schooling these boys, Macbeth, Master Dean. Now he lives as a coward and died with only steam. He was chilling with the Jackson, just living the dream. But quickly realized that reality wasn't what it seemed. He tried to tell his wife, but she don't understand. Saying that he should go to some water and wash his witness from your hands. Hours on in Macbeth was a little creep. With voices vocalizing Macbeth, his murder sweet. Lady Mac wanted life by any means, but she accused him of hating the crown that he redeemed. Lady was scooped like graveyard shuffle, saying tis the eye of childhood to fear the pain of devil. But she was a snake that kept hissing when talking, until one night she caught sleepwalking, slipping. I think the moral of the story for one to understand, all the perfumes of Arabia would not sweep this little hand. It was too late, she did what she did. She was overwhelmed with the guilt that she hid. She couldn't hide no more, no matter how she tried. Her innocence slowly drifted away like a 5 o'clock tide. Her ocean where her mission was flawed and done with pride. Maybe that's the reason why she committed suicide. I got